Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
You're listening to the Word of the Week podcast on burdenandblessing.org. Our word to consider this week is the word Magi. We consider this because 12 days after Christmas, we reach the day of Epiphany, or the festival of Epiphany in the Christian church. The Epiphany is very, very important, especially to Eastern Christians, usually in Russia or Egypt or the Middle East, members of the Eastern Orthodox Church most often, because the Epiphany deals with the wise men. And that's where our word Magi for today comes from, another word for the wise men. These individuals are important in the Eastern Church because they were Christians who came from the East. The word Magi comes up in the Bible predominantly in Matthew chapter 2, when we're told the account of how the Magi, or the wise men, came from the East, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, to find the Savior who was born. Obviously, those familiar with the story in Matthew chapter 2 also remember that the Magi stopped in to consult King Herod as to where this king, Jesus, would be born. And that's where they came across the prophecy from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, that said the child would be born in Bethlehem. Many people mistakenly believe that the wise men were there on Christmas night. They actually were not, even though you may see it depicted in nativity scenes that the Magi are present at the stable in Bethlehem. They were not. They came after the night that Jesus was born. But they did use the star that God had given them to find the location of the child, as well as the Holy Scriptures. The word itself, Magi, in the text, simply means an individual who uses magic, essentially, is what we might think of it, an interpreter of dreams, or maybe a soothsayer, or perhaps the word sorcerer comes to mind as well. It's important for us to remember, though, that as we think of the word magi, it's not really the kind of magic that we associate in our modern age. What we do know about individuals back in biblical times, whether the Old Testament or the New Testament, is that the Lord did give them certain gifts in these areas. We might call them supernatural or gifts in the spiritual realm to do things like interpret dreams. The story of Joseph is a story where dreams are interpreted. We see Pharaoh at his court had magicians or magi. The book of Daniel talks about how in Babylon, later became Persia, that there were wise men or magi there that tried to interpret the dreams, and Daniel was allowed to do that. In fact, we're told that Daniel became one of the chief wise men or magi in the nation of Persia. So what we do know is that the Lord did give certain gifts and abilities in this supernatural realm to individuals. It wasn't about hocus pocus. It wasn't about doing magic tricks, but it was the ability to do things that sort of defied human reason, we might say, things that went beyond the realm, that were more in the miracle realm rather than the natural realm. God did give that ability. That doesn't mean that the gift of God was meant to supersede the Word of God or to contradict God or to add anything to belief about God. We know that Joseph and Daniel were two individuals that used those gifts and abilities in the right way and didn't use them to contradict God's will. And so even though magic or sorcery is sometimes looked at as a negative when compared to the Christian faith, because it can detract from God, that's not really the way that the Magi of the story of Matthew 2 would have used their gifts and abilities. They came to worship their Savior. They came to find Him, and they also used the Scripture in addition to the supernatural signs that God had given them. So it's important for us to remember that there are lessons to be learned from the word magi for our day and age. One lesson that comes from the story of the magi and that we really talk about, especially around the time of Epiphany, is that salvation from Jesus is meant for all people. The magi were not Jewish. They were Gentile people. They came from the East, and yet they came to seek their Savior that had been foretold of in the Old Testament. And perhaps they also knew very well some of those Old Testament prophecies that talked about the Savior being also the Savior of the Gentiles. Another important thing we recognize from the story of the Magi is the necessity of witnessing. How did these wise men, these Magi, know that a Savior was to be born? I think we can probably trace it back to the time of Daniel. These men, we don't know the exact location they came from. We don't even know how many there were. Tradition says there were three, but we don't know for sure. But it's very, very clear that they were influenced by the witnessing that Daniel and other Christians did in Babylon and Persia. There's no doubt a connection between the wise men seeking the Savior and the influence that those earlier Christians and believers would have had on them. The last thing we recognize from their story is the proper combination between the secular and the spiritual. The Magi were involved in secular studies, whether it was astrology or interpreting dreams or sorcery or magic, whatever it may be. Those were secular realms, and yet they found a proper way to use those things to the glory of God and also to combine them for the spiritual side of their faith. They used the star in connection with the biblical prophecy to find the child. Now, the secular gifts that God had given them did not have to go over and above their faith. And that's a good lesson for us to remember today. The gifts that God gives us in the secular realm, through education, through instruction, through training, those should be used to serve our faith, not to become more important than them. And so that we too, like the Magi, can rejoice in Jesus our Savior.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.